Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Steve Barton, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we are talking gold and its relation to currencies. All right, so let's take a look at what's happened to some currencies as they've gone through hyperinflation, okay? The first one we're going to pick here, this is the U.S. dollar in relation to gold. The next one here, okay, so we haven't quite hit our all-time high. Again, remember, we are the reserve currency, so this will be the last one to fail. As Rick Rule says, it's the prettiest mare in the slaughterhouse. Well, here's one that was a little less pretty. All right, this is the Turkish lira. And let's see what they were in 2000. You could buy, at the beginning of 2000, you could get 1 ounce of gold for about 9,000 lira, and today we're up at almost 30,000. Okay, so that's a 3x increase. Let's see what it is for the next victim here. Okay, this is only a 2-year time span here. If we zoom out on the 10-year, their currency was slightly more stable. Well, here it doubled. But from 2020, I'm sorry, that one before was from 2020 in only 2 years. This has gone from 11,000 up to 40, almost a 4x increase, right? This is the Suriname dollar, Surinamese dollar, right, in South America. Rapid inflation. What is this? Is this a policy change or something? Who knows? But it, if someone from this country had secured and put in 10,000 in 2020, for 1 ounce of gold, today they would have 4 times that in the currency, but they would still be able to buy the same amount with that gold, but now it would cost 40,000 instead of 10. That's the simple way to look at it. The last one's kind of interesting. This is the Russian ruble. Let's put that in gold. This is over 2 months. Okay, so this is kind of the point I'm trying to make. Let me go to the US dollar and Russian ruble. So just before the invasion of Ukraine, you would have to give about 75 or so, maybe 80, Russian, rubles for $1. Come just a few days later, March 7th to like 11th. Now it's costing you about 125. This was the SWIFT sanctions. Unfortunately for the Americans, the Russians had, cell phones and other more means of communication, so they could let other countries know that, hey, we're not going to take U.S. dollars anymore, but we'll take this currency. And then the ruble kind of recovered to the USD, and now we're back about where it was. Now, see how that equates to the gold price. The 2-month time frame, here's the invasion, February 24th, and it's sitting at about 168,000 rubles for 1 ounce of gold. Boom, it shot up to 308,000 for 1 ounce of gold on March 7th. Hung out pretty high, and then now it's come down and recovered. What's interesting is when this happened, you guys remember all the long lines the news was showing of the poor Russian people waiting to get into the ATM to hopefully get some currency out. If a said Russian had gold instead, he could have instead gone to the coin store and made almost 80 to 85% profit. Who knows what the spread is at the time? This is simply to illustrate an example. This is a quick heartbeat of what happens when currencies get interrupted like this and the public becomes nervous and scared, and so do investors, is they rush into gold. Let's see what silver did over that same 2-month time period in Russian rubles. Bam, same thing, right? So if they had stored their wealth in precious metals, when the next real one comes, it will probably follow like these other countries. Suriname, it just goes up, and now that's the new level. So depending upon when you have the currency to transfer it into gold, you're kind of locking in that purchasing power. It's going to take the same 10,000 Surinamese dollars in 2020, 10,000, it would be worth 40 after that, but buying the same amount of stuff, right? It's a way to preserve your wealth. Anyhow, I thought that was kind of cool. This is a really neat website where you can just play with all these currencies. I mean, like, you know, let's see what the Salvadorian one is here, right? Bam, they're just all high. I mean, even when you start going into like the euro and stuff, some of these currencies have made all-time highs, right? They're all-time highs against gold. So take a look at this one. On the American graph, we hit a higher one in the middle of 20 here with the euro. They're at an all-time high just a few days ago, so they've already broken out. And according to Jordan, that's a bullish sign. Out of this, if you want to get some precious metals like I do, you can click on the link down below from Andy Schechtman at Miles Franklin. Please hit the like and subscribe, and I will talk to you next time.